Very pleased, you know. I think that the final 5 minutes of the match summed up the season, really, overall, when you look at the character and the team spirit and the determination to get results throughout the season, as showed by being 2-1 down with 10 players and not only equalising but going on to win the game. It's a fitting end to a superb season all the way around, just under 2,200. And I think that everyone has played their part in a magnificent season to land up finishing seventh with a total of 76 points. And I can't ask for no more. You know, it's a season in every way and form, which has surpassed, I think, the most genuine, loyal Woking supporter could have dreamed of what we've achieved this season.
There was a little bit of disappointment, I guess, Gary, not quite making the playoffs. But again, like you say, the club's progressed. You finished 12th, you finished 9th, you've now finished 7th. Points increasing every season. Things are going the right way.
I'm not really disappointed, Gary. You know, of course I want to get in the playoffs. Of course I want to win the league. You are, as a manager. But, you know, you have to look and you have to weigh it all up in respect of everything and what we do at this football club financially, all the way around, in the respect that we're part-time. And the structure of the football club in every way or form. And we've surpassed what I expected in respect of our points tally and where we've landed up, you know. And, you know, to score more goals this season, have more wins than what we have in the past, conceded fewer goals, lost fewer games, an average attendance of 2,000 fans, and we're a part-time club. It's absolutely phenomenal that, you know, in 4 years, the road or the story, whatever you want to call it, has just continued to amaze people, I think, everywhere. And I'm a very proud man tonight. There's no doubt about that in every way or form. And, you know, we are going to get onto the subject of Kevin Betsy, I know that. And what a fitting tribute and a farewell to a great pro, a great lad, who started off at Woking and went on to play many Football League appearances at top level and then come back and play at Woking and retire today and lead the team out, which was a great thing in itself to see Kevin Betsy being skipper for the day and walking out with his family on the pitch and getting the end result at the end. I think it just sums everything up, which is, as I say, so much has gone on this afternoon and so much to take in, but it's a wonderful season.
A very strange game as well, Gary, in many respects. You went behind early in the second half to a penalty, then they got a penalty that could have put them 3-1 up. There was a red card. Jake Cole saved the penalty, and like you say, not only have you come back and equalised, but Kevin Betsy has then driven on into the opposition half, fed the ball out wide, the ball's gone across and it's in the back of the net for the winner.
It's Roy de Rose, isn't it? You know, that's how you look at it. But, you know, the place was electric, you know. The place was electric. And these were, you know, the days, which have happened many times this season, but to finish the season on this type of day with the fans and this place really buzzing was something which I always aimed, with the help of Steve Thompson and everybody connected at Woking Football Club, to lead this football club in the right direction towards. And we've certainly done that with something to build on for the future.